with an additional agenda item, if I may, just hear an update from Brandon in regards to the code project. And if you could be about 5 minutes or less, Brandon, that would be great.
Brandon Spencer Hartle, Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. Just to give a really quick update on where the Historic Resources Code Project is at, we're in sort of the concept development phase. We have held 2 of our 4 concept development roundtable discussions. I don't think I've yet seen a commissioner at one of those roundtable discussions, so I would love to see.
I'm going Wednesday.
I would love to see Kristen and other commissioners this Wednesday and or I believe it's 2 weeks from tomorrow for our final, or maybe it's today, for our final of the initial concept development roundtables. Our first session was in December. We had about 50 people at that one. Our most recent session was a little over a week ago. We had about 40 people at that one. And the way we've been approaching our public involvement so far is with these larger roundtable discussions, exploring some broader themes of the code project, beginning with the purpose of historic preservation in the zoning code, digging in a little deeper into inventory and incentives. This week, we're talking about historic resource review. And then for the final roundtable, we'll be talking about local historic designation. So sort of more broad discussions to give us feedback from those who may be most interested in the project. And I should also mention, we do have a online survey that's sort of tracking with the roundtable discussion, sort of the broader concept questions that we might have for the code project. So after that, that last roundtable ends in February, we will shift into drafting code concepts. And so we'll be taking a look at where we've heard code deficiencies or challenges, both internal and from the broader interested community that has participated in the process, to get us to a place in the mid-spring to have draft code language and many different code options to shop around with this commission and to take back out to the public to refine ideas that we've put forward or a menu of options that we might develop to start to gauge interest. There are three commissioners on this commission who are participating in a subcommittee with the Planning and Sustainability Commission. We, in those conversations, have not gotten into what specific code ideas might be out there. We're still talking about sort of the public engagement process and discussing how the regulatory framework in Oregon works as it pertains to the National Register or to inventory or to the protection of historic properties. We will start to transition those conversations into some concrete code direction that we've either received from the public, believe internally our top priorities, and responding to the recent changes in Gold 5 administrative rules and where we believe our code needs to be amended to be in compliance with that. So we're still very much in sort of concept development. As far as the timeline goes, our hope would be to have the sort of discussion draft of the code with the concepts in the mid-spring, a round of public review where we come to this body with those code concepts multiple times to refine or to evaluate those concepts, go back to the code writing process where staff would then develop a proposed draft that ultimately would go to the Planning and Sustainability Commission for a round of hearings, further revision, and then City Council in the late fall. So we're on track, or reasonably on track, to be looking at adoption sometime in the holiday season of this calendar year. We largely are focused on Chapter 445 and 846 of the code. So this would be on the historic resource overlay zone that deals with designation options and what types of projects are exempt from review. And a little bit in Chapter 846, looking at the designation process or the process for inventorying properties. We do have some code concepts related to the work of the Landmarks Commission, but that's definitely not our primary focus with the code project. We will receive those concepts and we'll be able to have that dialogue, but in our sort of main project goals, refining what this commission's composition is or what this commission's authority looks like is not a top project goal. It hasn't been. We haven't deeply discussed that in any way. So now would be the time to put that on the radar if it's important.
Brandon, when and where on Wednesday is the roundtable?
It's at 6 p.m. at Tabor Space, which is at 54th and Belmont in Southeast. And it goes until 7:30.
I have a question about that. If we do go, because I was planning on going as well, just given our recent a conversation with Lindley, can we participate as individuals? Or are we allowed to participate as a representative of commission?
I think you can represent yourself as an individual and acknowledge that you're on the commission. I don't know if we would want four people going though from the commission.
I won't be going. Is anyone else? I may try to do the later one, the one afterwards.
I'm potentially wanting to go if it doesn't cause trouble.
I won't go. Yeah, I was going to go, but sounds like we'll be well represented, so I don't need to go.
One thing I will say is I expect a sizable turnout. I think just the current environment we're in with sort of that state of the housing emergency and the conversation around growth and change. This is one of many planning projects that are playing out. So I guess one way to say is there will be a number of voices at the table who are maybe not from the historic preservation community, giving us sort of alternate perspective and giving us different feedback. And so at this and the final roundtable, there will be a larger group exercise, but it would be unlikely that commissioners who attend would all be in sort of the same breakout group. You likely would go into different groups for thematic conversation. So if you do have many commissioners who attend the meeting, maybe be a little deliberate about not all clustering together in the same group to reach your conclusions.
Are there summaries or any kind of collateral from the previous roundtables that we can review?
There are. So if you go on the Historic Resource Code Project website, after each of those public meetings, we do post a summary report with sort of notes taken from all of the breakout sessions and the full group discussions.
And just real quickly, and just to confirm what we heard today from counsel, legal counsel, was the subset of commissioners who are helping BPS with the project, are they considered a subcommittee? They are. So, and we've been keeping minutes just on that meeping as well.
We've been keeping general minutes, but that subcommittee, we are not asking that subcommittee to do is to take action on behalf of the commission.
Okay.
So
that's
unlike
the distinction that they were talking about.
Other subcommittees, this is not a subcommittee that will take action. They're there to advise and to be able to bring back information to their respective commissions.
Okay. Great.
Is that good?
That's good.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right. The next item on the agenda is